You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is God Set Time by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
Like I said in the prayer, I believe this is the church's greatest hour. And I believe God has commissioned some things to happen in our lives. But you have to have faith. You must believe. Amen. I want to encourage you to stretch out your capacity again to believe God. God is moving and doing some great things during this season, during this month. Amen. I have taught on this several times before, but God began to resurrect this word on the inside of me. I'm so excited about it like it's brand new. My God, I think God's getting me to do something that I had no idea that he had the capacity to do. Glory to God. He's getting ready to stimulate. I'm going to say blow my mind because I need my mind, right, Sister Perry? After he does what he was going to say he's going to do. So he's getting ready to stimulate my mind. When he does some stuff, I'm saying, my God, you're powerful. My God, you're great. And my God, you're awesome. Amen. This month is the first Sunday of March, praise God. And this season I'm talking about is the month of Nisan, according to the Jewish calendar. Amen. It's March and April. Amen. So for 60 days, praise God, God's going to do some stuff in our lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so excited about it. Am I the only one excited? Yeah, you probably say, yeah, because we don't know what you're talking about. Amen. But God has set aside this time on his calendar to be mindful of you. He set aside on this on his calendar to orchestrate some things in the heavenly if the condition is right. Psalms 102:13 says, you will arise and have mercy and loving kindness for Zion. That's the church, all right? He will arise and have mercy and loving kindness for the church. I'm going to put a pin in this. Mercy is having grace and opportunity and kindness, even though you deserve to be punished, even though you did that thing. And there's some consequences that you're probably walking out. God says, during this season, he will arise. He said, you know what? I'm just going to have mercy on her. I'm just going to have mercy on her. Even though they should go through these consequences, I'm going to step in and I'm going to intervene. Praise God. He said, I'm going to intervene and say, no, that's it. Anybody ever had a spanking and your parents are spanking you because you just touched their heart and they said they're going to do this and then they all of a sudden in the middle of that thing, they stopped and said, and they made their mind it was enough because they took a look at you. And something about you reminded them about something or pulled on their heartstrings. My God, that's what the month of Nisan is. It is access and opportunity to God's heartstring. Even though you deserve certain things, even though you did not do what you should have done, God said, not enough, Satan. Enough. Let off of them. These are my people. Ooh, this is a month that God takes ownership of you in every area of your life. Not just regarding salvation, but regarding your body, regarding your finance, regarding your family, regarding your job, regarding your adventures, regarding your desires, regarding your dreams. That God says, Satan, you cannot touch their dreams. You cannot have their children. You cannot have their hopes. You cannot get in their bodies. This is the month that God says, if you allow me to say, is it something that the people who, the weather people, this, what do you call those people who watch the weather? Meteorologists call a perfect storm. When conditions are in such a way that it creates an event that makes them scratch their head. They said this thing won't ever happen again, probably in another 100 years, because it was just at the right time and just at the right moment and just at the right time that this thing was released. God says the month of Nisan, March is April, is an opportunity for a perfect storm to be released in the kingdom of darkness regarding certain things that it cannot be stopped and they cannot handle it and they don't know what to do about it. So he says, I will arise and have mercy and loving kindness. My God, that's the love of God that is kind. You ever have people do stuff for you and they're just being kind? That you didn't ask for it, but they're just being kind? God says during this season, he's going to be kind. That he's going to do some stuff, praise God, that you didn't even ask for. He's going to do some stuff that you didn't even think about. And he says, I'm just being kind to you. Like those two sisters that came in and got the movie about the smarter cinema. But here we have smarter sex. We're being kind to you. Giving you access to something you don't have to pay for. Giving you entryway that you don't have to pay a dime for. All you got to do is show up, and it was your receiving day. My God, this season, this month, it's our receiving day. All we got to do is show up. And God's going to do some great things in our lives. Loving kindness for Zion. It's time to have pity. Pity. And compassion for her. Yes, the set time has come. The moment designated. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. So God creates moments and times, designated times for things to happen in earth. Set time is an appointed time. It's a kairos moment. It's when something unique and special happens in your life. It's when God gets involved on your day schedule and in your calendar. It's a kairos moment. It's when opportunity happens. And when something particular and a purpose happens. And it's something that God says it cannot be stopped. It cannot be stopped. It's a fixed time. It's a fixed time for opportunity. It's a fixed time for your breakthrough. It's a fixed time for your release. It's a fixed time for your turnaround. It's a fixed time for God doing certain things in your life. It's scheduled in heaven. It's scheduled in heaven. You said, well, if it's scheduled, why didn't I see it last year or the year before? Well, it's just like you having an appointment and didn't even know it was on your calendar. You must show up. You got to show up. If you do not show up, the day will go by and you want to experience the benefit of the day. So how do you show up? You show up in faith. You show up by believing God. You show up by saying, it's my receiving day. You show up that God, you're mindful of me. You show up and say, God, you have me on your mind. You show up and say, God, you're going to be kind to me. You show up and say, God, you will have mercy on me. That's how you show up. You show up in faith. You still must believe God. No matter what has happened, no matter what you have gone through, no matter what you have experienced in this season, this month, you got to go find your faith. You must believe God. So it's a set time. It also means y'all an acceptable time to seek sovereign interference. My God, sovereign interference. What I'm saying, it's an acceptable time to go to God and say, look, God, I need you to do something about this situation. I need you to fix it. I need you to help me. I need you to show yourself strong. I'm using words that many of you gave up on. Many of you just stopped saying because he didn't show himself strong on last year or 3 years ago. But I need you to go find those words. Say, yeah, God, you are a God of power, and you're a God of might, and you're a God of deliverance, and you're a God of breakthrough, and you're a God of turnaround. Anybody needs something, turn around. Anybody needs something fixed, praise God. What I love about this, he said, I'm going to show mercy. So for the ones who have not crossed the T's and dotted the I's, you don't have to be perfect to receive breakthrough. You don't have to be perfect to receive your turnaround. That's why it blessed me, because I know I am not perfect. I know I have not crossed all the T's and dotted the I's. So God says, Marshall, I'm going to be kind to you. You just need to understand this is an acceptable time to approach me. The sovereign God, the one who sits high, the one who rules and one who reigns. Amen. Psalm 69:13 says, but as for me, my prayer is to you. Oh, Lord, at an acceptable and opportune time, oh, God, in the multitude of your mercy. So there is an abundance. There is a abundance of multitude of mercy. And by the way, the title of this message is God Set Time for His People. So during this set time for his people, there's a multitude of his mercy. And it says an abundance of your loving kindness. Hear me in the truth and the faithfulness of your salvation. Answer me. So he's saying, here you have the psalmist says, but as for me, my prayer is of you. Regardless of what things look like, regardless of what I've been through, regardless of what I experienced, but for me, but as for me, as for me. I don't care what everybody else is saying. That's why you got to be careful of what you hear, because it will contaminate your faith. But as for me, I'm going to pray. I'm not going to talk about this thing anymore. Somebody got to set your mind up. You know what? I'm not going to argue with my spouse about this thing anymore. I'm not going to talk about this situation anymore. But as for me, I'm going to pray to you, Lord, at an acceptable time in the multitude, the opportunity. I'm going to run to the throne of grace, and I'm going to find help, and I'm going to find mercy for my time of need. So God has established times and seasons on earth when conditions are set and regulated to facilitate particular results, my God. So God says, I have put in the atmosphere the right conditions, the right ingredients to facilitate your breakthrough, to facilitate your turnaround. Seasons are known to produce certain things in the category of that season. We got spring, we got summer, we got fall, and we have winter. And we all understand that certain things happen during those times of year. Many of us, even though we still are classified in the winter season, we got pollen. What has happened? The conditions have changed, but they have not changed the category of the season. So a season is fixed. No matter what's going on in your life, the conditions in the times and your environment, what's going on, cannot change what God has orchestrated, cannot change what God has designated. So you can't be moved by your circumstances. You cannot be moved by your situation. You cannot be moved what's going on in your life. If God says, this is our set time, doggone it, dag nabbit, nabbit, dag, it is our set time. It is our turnaround. It is our breakthrough. God said, I'm going to do some stuff that's going to make people scratch their head. Because set time means phenomenal opportunity, means something unusual, uniquely done that man can't take credit for. It's something that people look at and say, ain't nobody do that but God. It's something people take a look at you. How did you get there? How did you do that? Who do you think you are? I'm just a child of the King. I'm just a child of the Most High God. It is a phenomenon. God says, I'm going to do some stuff in this season that's going to be like, wow, nothing like this has ever happened before. It's like a perfect storm for your family. What am I saying? God said, in this season, even though I'll do this year after year, but check this out. I believe this season, you're going to have some stuff happen in your life that it will not happen again for another 10 years. It's going to be uniquely moving and released in your life. Why? Because the earth is set at a crazy time where strategies and answers and wisdom and opportunity need to happen. People don't know what to do, but God says, I got this planet right where I need it. They calling on me, even though they don't really believe me like that. They calling on Jesus, even though they don't understand why. God says, this is my set, designated, orchestrated time that conditions are ripe for me to get the glory. God says he'll make a show of the enemy publicly. And that's what this season is all about. The stage is set for God to make a show publicly. He's going to do some stuff that people don't understand how it happened, how it was going to be done. Why? It's his set time for his people. You need to testify right now to somebody and say, God's getting ready to do something crazy for me. He's getting ready to do something phenomenal for me. Yeah! Yeah! He's going to do some stuff. So this season, the characteristics of this season is favor, deliverance, breakthrough, opportunity, turnaround, harvest, overflow, strategy, and his hand. So But God said, I'm getting ready to do some stuff. And look for me to show up and show out in your life. He's going to do some spectacular things. He's going to mesmerize. He says, overflow, abundance, more than enough, opportunity, chance to be in a room, strategy, what to do, favor, seeing God raise up somebody somewhere to use their power and ability to aid and assist you. Turn around. Things turning in the right direction in your life. And you're going to see the power of his blood. Supernatural protection. Everybody around you may be going down, but you're going to be the last man, the last woman standing. I don't know what's getting ready to happen on your job, but God says, fear not. You belong to me. I got you. I have declared your end from your beginning. No matter what's going on in the company, I have ordered your step. His hand. Supernatural happenings for your good and for your enemy's bad. God said, I'm getting ready to do some stuff that's going to be for your good, but for your enemy's bad. Why? Because God said, I've been watching them mess with you, talk about you, mock you, scorn you long enough. He said, enough is enough. There's a set time on God's calendar when he steps in your life, step in your situation, and step in your moment. He is Jehovah. But check this out, but when he leads you out, you're not going to go out empty. Many of you went out, but God said, you need to go back to the table. You need to go back and get your stuff. You need to go get what I promised you and what I told you, that it's too soon to give up. It's too soon to quit. Let's go to Exodus, the 12th chapter, in the first verse, and see God's timing colliding with the month of Nisan, giving birth to God's set time for his people. So here you have Moses hiding, ran away from the Pharaoh, and he's in the wilderness, but he connected himself with a group of people. He's keeping sheep. So he's watching his sheep. And God begins to speak to him and say, I'm sending you back to Egypt to deliver my people and tell them when they go out, they will not go out empty, that I'm going to bless them, that I'm going to keep them. He said in Exodus 3, chapter 19, verse, he said, and I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. Praise God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is something here. This is something here. Some of you heard that word some time ago, read the scripture some time ago, and you believe God for deliverance, and you believe God for breakthrough, and you believe God for change. And all of a sudden, everything was released against you. What has happened? You just dared to believe. So the Pharaoh of Egypt, Satan, demons set up resistance against you, trying to block your progress, block your access for more, block your access for taking over, block your access for acquiring builders and getting land. He's just trying to resist you. You're trying to figure out what's the problem. It's because you believe for more. You dare to believe for more. You dare to believe for more. You dare to believe for more. But God said, he ain't gonna let you go unless I release my hand. He said, I will stretch out my hand and I will smite Egypt with all of my wonders, which I will do in the midst of thee. And after that, he will let you go. What am I saying? After these 60 days, there's some things you could not do. You could not acquire. You could not obtain. You could not get. But I prophesy to you this morning. You're getting ready to get your building. You're getting ready to get your land. You're getting ready to do what God has called you to do. Because you dared to believe. And he set up opposition. But the hand of God has gone out against the enemy. The hand of God has been stretched out to you. And he's getting ready to work wonders. He's getting ready to work magic in your life. He's getting ready to do some great things in your life. And he's going to let people know it was the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in my eyes. He's getting ready to show himself strong in your life. So here you go. Exodus, the 12th chapter, the first verse. Here you go. So here you have the children of Israel in slavery for over 400 years, crying out to God, calling on God. But for whatever reason, things start to get aligned and come together, and the conditions got right. And he heard the cry of his people. But God began to deal with me about that. See, Satan hopes he stops you from crying out. He wants to shut your mouth. He wants you to get fatigued. and calling on the name of the Lord. But they called on God, and God began to hear their cry, and he sent Moses out to begin to handle some stuff. He says now, and I began to think about this thing again in between service. He says, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. God basically says he's giving it put significance in your living. If you are a slave, or if you're dealing with so much pressure and so much stress, your days just running together now. I don't know about some of y'all, because I know everybody's on point all the time, but have you ever gone through something and you have to ask somebody, what day is it? Something has hit your soul, and you no longer can distinguish one day from another. What God says is twofold. He said, what I'm getting ready to do for y'all, I know y'all been in bondage, and I know you've been struggling, and I know you've been in a routine, and I know you had no control of your day, and I know things have been so hard for you, and I know you've been under a taskmaster. So what I'm getting ready to do for you is going like, I'm gonna bring you into a place that all of a sudden, Monday, Tuesday, your day takes on color. You're no longer gonna live in black and white or grayscale. No longer are you gonna live in the shadows. You're gonna come into the forefront. And all of a sudden, you're going to have expectation. All of a sudden, you're going to have hope. All of a sudden, you're going to say, oh, this is a good day. He's, I'm going to create an event so big in your life, and that you will have expectation of what I'm going to do. It's what we do at the end of a year. We're like, man, I can't wait for 2017 come. Well, many of us did that at the end of 2016. It could not get here quick enough. What is that? You want to leave all that drama behind. You want to leave all that trauma behind. And you had hope, and you had expectation that God was going to do a new thing in your life. That's why he said, this month, you people, is going to be like the beginning. Because I'm getting ready to do something that's going to change your existence. I'm going to do something that's going to make you say, man, God, if you're going to bring me through this, what you're going to bring me through tomorrow? It's going to begin to give them hope and expectation. I'm going to create to you a new day and a new year in your life, probably in the middle of the year, that this month will be the beginning for you. Forget about what happened. Forget about what happened. Man, I hear that in my spirit. You need to look somebody eyeball in eyeball. I need you not to focus on what happened. Find somebody, I need you not to focus what has happened. Say it one more time. I don't need you to focus on what has happened. If you're focused on what has happened, you won't see what is happening. You can't look behind and look forward at the same time. You gotta set yourself and keep moving forward. I can't say forget, because some of you can't forget. The children of Israel didn't forget slavery, because we read about it. Even though he did great things, he didn't forget what they went through. But because they didn't focus on it, and they saw what God was having, all, even though they went through this, it's a mark of what God can do. It's a memorial of the power of God. So I'm going to challenge you again. Find somebody you say this to. Get out your seat. We're doing some exercise. Find somebody. Look them eyeball to eyeball and say, don't focus on what has happened. Don't focus on what has happened. This is your new year. Celebrate and give God some praise.
The month of Nisan is a special time for the people of God. You can expect unexpected favor and blessings during this pivotal season. Dr. Marsha Bailey encourages you to believe God to pour out his favor just for you during this set time. Order today for your love gift of $15 or more. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for God's set time. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.